Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The custom of Lent that we are going to look at today for this last Wednesday service is that of using the color purple. We use it on our paramounts for the altar and the lectern and the pulpit, the pastor's stole, the banners. Sometimes we use it on things such as our bulletin covers or the veils that we use during Lent or some of our flowers. The color purple is the dominant color of the Lenten season. And the color purple here has nothing to do with Oprah Winfrey or Whoopi Goldberg in the movie. It has to do with the robe that was placed upon Jesus when he was on trial before Pontius Pilate. In our gospel reading from John, we're told that the Roman soldiers twisted together a crown made out of thorns and placed it upon Jesus' head. And they then clothed him with a purple robe. Now, it's likely that many of the folks who have read this passage through the years have probably regarded John's mention of the color of the robe as just an interesting, inconsequential, trivial tidbit of information. But that is not true. John didn't include the mention of this color of the robe just to make the story more interesting for all of us to read. He included it because it helps us to understand what the soldiers were trying to say about Jesus. The color purple in ancient times was very, very rare and could only be afforded by the very rich. And thus it became a symbol of wealth and often also royalty. The dye used to produce the color purple came from a small mollusk that could only be found in the Mediterranean Sea in the region around the city of Tyre. So this mollusk was itself a very rare creature. But then it would take about 9,000 of these mollusks to produce 1 gram of purple dye. And thus you can see this involved intensive labor. It was a very, very costly venture to get this purple dye. So much so that oftentimes it was even too costly for even kings to have. And thus it's doubtful that the soldiers really placed a purple robe upon Jesus' back. Not only would they not want to ruin or waste such a valuable garment on this beaten and bloody criminal, they probably also would not have had access to a purple robe. That's why I believe Matthew tells us in his gospel account, Matthew says that they placed on Jesus a scarlet robe, which was the kind of outer cloak that a Roman soldier wore, a garment that those soldiers would have had ample access to. Matthew goes on then to say that they placed on his head a crown of thorns on Jesus' head. He also tells us that they put a staff in his right hand, obviously to imitate a king's scepter. And then they knelt before him and they mocked him as a king. So while it's highly likely that the color of the robe was actually scarlet, John called it purple to highlight what the soldiers were trying to do to Jesus. It's also likely that this scarlet robe, if that's what it was, would have become darker as it was used and through time, which would have given appearance, especially in the darker light, as having a purple color. But regardless, they were trying to make Jesus look like a poor man's king so as to mock him. They dressed him up with a crown, but it was made of thorns. They placed in his hand a staff instead of a scepter. They dressed him in a scarlet soldier's robe instead of the purple robe of a king. They mocked him as a king because he was about as unkingly as anyone they had ever seen. But he was a king, the likes of which they would never see again. The kind of king who would reign on his throne forever and ever, whose kingdom would never come to an end, who would never be overthrown. The kind of king who loved and served his subjects, and who would even sacrifice himself for them. The kind of king whose kingdom is not of this world, whose kingdom knows no borders and no boundaries. Jesus was indeed a king, the king of the Jews, and the king of all creation. Because we so often look at Jesus through the frailty of the cross, we look at him through the humility of his suffering. We look at him through the mercy of his ministry. We may sometimes forget his kingly nature. Jesus is not only our Savior, the one who suffered and died and rose again to forgive us of our sins, to give us that gift of eternal life, but Jesus is also our King, the sovereign ruler over our lives. The one who reigns over everything. The one to whom we are at all times subject and whose commands we are always to obey. What a friend we have in Jesus is absolutely true. But he's also the one that we are to crown with many crowns because he is King of all. And he shall reign forever and ever. And the color purple is here to remind us of that. So as you see the color purple of Lent on the church vestments, on banners, on the bulletin and such, remember why we use the color purple. It's there to remind us that our Savior Jesus, the one who suffered and died for us on the cross, is also our King, the one who reigns over us on the throne of heaven forever. And not only does he reign over us, he reigns over everything. He reigns over anything and everything that might threaten, that might harm, that might frighten us. He reigns over sin, over sickness, over Satan. He even reigns over death itself. May we live out our lives with this knowledge and with this assurance that Jesus, our Savior, our King, reigns. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, amen.